You guys have heard me talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels with over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide and 98% saying that they recommend it to friends and family. Now you can take those results even further by pairing it with prebiotic collagen protein, which helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings and help you feel satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, and boost energy and help stabilize mood swings. Because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can amplify your Hormone Harmony results so that you can feel like yourself again. Y'all know I have a lot going on, and sometimes that includes digestive issues and brain fog. So I'm really excited to try this prebiotic collagen protein. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code BLESSED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code BLESSED for 15% off today.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I'm excited about this episode because we have an interview. We have back one of our favorite guests. You guys know her. I'm gonna do like I'm doing it on stage or something. You guys know her. You guys love her. You've seen her on the Therapy as a Christian podcast. You've seen her on Instagram giving you these reels with her beautiful baby and her husband, okay? You've seen her out here snatching your schedule and your life, getting you together. You've seen her out here getting your mental health in order, getting your time with God in order. I could keep going.
Okay.
But welcome back to the show, Miss Rosalyn Renee. Woo! Insert all the head claps and the crowd goes wild.
Pew, 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 pew.
I'll keep thinking of the TikTok, pew, pew, pew.
Rosalyn, welcome back to the show.
Hey, girl. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you, girl.
Yeah.
I love the little intro, though. You gave the people the DJ vibes.
You know what I'm saying? We got
to be the hype man.
We got to let people know, okay?
Okay.
But the last time you were on the show, we talked so much. We talked about really just the theme of that conversation was more so about having a foundation of faith and how to spend time with God, how to grow your relationship with God. But at that time, I think when that we originally recorded that.
We were in the pandemic, girl.
Yeah, yeah. I was pregnant. That was the height of the pandemic. You were pregnant. Did you? I don't know if you had announced at that point.
No, I think I had just, I had found out because you had your baby in May. Mm-hmm. I think, no, Tatum, I don't think I probably even knew or I had just found out. and yeah, I think was, I did it. Was I can't remember.
That time. It was around that time. So a lot has changed.
Yeah, my baby's a whole 6 month old girl.
He grown. He practically going to college.
He wears 9 month clothes. I don't understand, but you know, breast milk does a thing, I guess.
Mine is like that too. He's always been just bigger. Like if it was 12 to 8, so right now he's in like 18 months and he's 13 months. He's always been like bigger.
Child. What is it? But you feed him good. He over there have elegant cuisine, okay? Elegant cuisine.
Everybody is like, when you bring that baby over here, bring his food with him, because we're not doing all
that. I'm going to be over there probably sprinkling oregano and
yes, all of the
Himalayan salt, you know what I'm saying?
All organic. My mom, he ran out of milk one time and she was like, what? Send me a picture because I don't have time. I'm like, make sure it's 100% grass fed, organic. I sent BJ to the store to get some yogurt or something. I said, BJ, this is not grass fed. He said, it's organic. Is that not enough? I'm like, no, that's not enough.
Don't trust him right now.
I guess this will do. He was like, you know what? Next time, go yourself.
Chef Tatum is in the building for real.
Yes, but a lot has changed for the both of us. Even with you transitioning, not necessarily transitioning, but growing in your business. Now preparing, you're, you know, in the process of preparing to be an entrepreneur full time. You still have the podcast. Like,
child,
you have a lot of amazing things going on. And one thing that I admire about you is just your commitment and your willingness to adjust and transition, and not only just make these transitions, but make them keeping God at the forefront and making them well. You know, we talk on the show a lot about efficiency and processes, and you're one of those people who's like, with that, we see each other, right? Like we're eye to eye when it comes to that. So can you talk a bit about though, your transition into motherhood, you preparing to transition with entrepreneurship, and even what that has looked like as far as time management goes, as far as your faith goes?
Girl, first of all, the fact that you're saying out of your mouth, transition into full-time entrepreneurship, further confirms in my mind that God be hearing me. So let me backtrack and just give a quick story time. So this is like 2 years in the making of this full transition, because I've been talking to God like so much about this. But that's a full story time. God, that would take so long. That would be the whole podcast. So I want to just give encouragement to people to say, like, whatever you say out of your mouth to God goes to his ears. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's years from now. He hears you and sets you up. Mm-hmm. So to give background, when I went into the pandemic pregnant, God really, really told me and showed me that this was going to be a different time, because before I had my son, he told me to sit down, and I basically got mad at him. Like, look, bruh, like, okay, this is not what I want. You know, I like to work. Like, you know, your baby girl, she likes to have a plan and procedure and like figure it out. But I feel like that rest time was so vital, because I give props to you, Tatum, because you really did spill all the lifting of, girl, motherhood is this. Mm-hmm. You can still go get the bag, but figure out how to take care of yourself first. And so I went into having, you know, Elijah very much so with the mindset I still have an identity outside of motherhood. Yep. And I never wanted to become, oh, just a mom. Why? Because first of all, when I'm sitting idle, I'm thinking of 50 million things in general anyway. Mm-hmm. And I think we can't get so caught up in pushing those things aside just because we have kids. The kids are going to be here regardless, but you still got to be able to feel like yourself after having a child. Mm-hmm. And so I can say there were times where I felt like I didn't give myself enough grace to fully just be present as a mom. But also within that, I recognized that there was still more. God was always giving me the heart to do more. It wasn't a thing of, yes, I honored the fact that I had a baby and my baby was completely given to me out of faith. But at the same time, there was still a pulling and a burden to do more for God's people. And I think that was so heavy on me that I needed to have a lot of conversations with my husband about, this is what this is. And he even kind of come in to tell me, you got a lot going on. Let me take some of that. That, you know, those were some of the things that had to transition into going into this time where now the fruit of those seeds are actually bringing forth harvest. And so, you know, I think now, especially transitioning to motherhood, going into full-time entrepreneurship, when that happens, because I'm saying that out of my mouth, it's just been a very much so now knowing and acting in faith. I think we as entrepreneurs, or even just people that want to be entrepreneurs, we have this mindset of believing God, but knowing and acting in faith in what you really think and know you can do. You have everything you need. There's too many resources out here for us to be just sitting on the things that we want to do. And that's what God had to ultimately show me. Like, you got to be able to make decisions. You have to be able to do what you want to do, and God giving you the freedom to do so. Yeah. So that's kind of where I landed with starting the things that I'm doing that ultimately would bring in the income that I know will sustain what I want to start.
That's good. I'm so glad that you talked about acting in faith, because I believe that a lot of times acting in faith can feel unproductive. And ooh, that's a season, and it's a season I'm in right now that I'm really trying to, it's like I have to actively tame that solutions part of me. And that's a hard part, being somebody who is the type of person who gets things done, that type A personality. We don't have a problem doing the work, but when the work is to sit down, when the work is to submit to God's timing and his process, it's a direct conflict with what has made us successful in the other things that we've done. And it's such a frustrating place.
Yes.
When you're in kind of that season where God has you sitting down, it's frustrating. I do believe that it accelerates us, though. Once God gives us that go ahead, we can then apply that part of us to his plan. It just makes us take off. But there is a real season of that space where acting in faith seems unproductive. And I have to check myself. And me and BJ were actually talking the other night. I'm like, man, I'm in a place where I have a lot of the things that I pray for. You know, I wanted this family so bad, and I had that. We wanted to buy a home. We did that. I wanted to have, you know, be a successful entrepreneur and have this company that does well. And I have that. But it's like, okay, now I want the next thing. You know what I mean? Like, I want the dream house. We bought the investment property, so we got the ownership, but I want the dream house. I want you to be out your job too. Like, I want.
And I say this all the time. My dream would be to tell Nico, quit. That is such a dream of mine. I tell him that so much, and he's like, babe. And part of me is like, you know what? Why do I feel that way? But I literally dream of saying to him, quit.
Absolutely. I cannot wait. And so it's like, I want you to quit your job as well. Like, I don't want just a six-figure company. I want the $1 million company. I want all of these things. I want my employees to make six figures. So that's not enough that the company brings it in. I want my staff to make that. This episode is brought to you by Felix Gray, the blue light glasses that started it all. 5 years ago, Felix Gray realized that our eyes weren't meant to look at screens all day and designed glasses to make daily screen time more comfortable and the workday more productive. Now more than ever, Americans are spending more time on computers, phones, tablets, and gaming, so many more other sources of blue light. And Felix Gray glasses are not like other blue light lenses. Felix Gray lenses filters 15 times more blue light that can make screen time tough on the eyes and disruptive to sleep. They have non-prescription and prescription available. Check them out now at felixgrayglasses.com/blessed. I'm somebody that spends so much time on my phone or on the computer, and because of that, I get sore, I get tired, my neck and shoulders start to get tight, that can cause headaches, all of these symptoms that are a result of blue light. So I was so excited to learn about Felix Gray. I have the Kepler style frames, and they offer classic frame styles made from acetate and hand finished for a durable, lightweight, and really comfortable pair of glasses. If you can fill your screen time, or if you're not sure if blue light glasses are right for you, start with the best in blue light and try Felix Gray. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing that you have to lose but eye strain and all of the other things I talked about, the sore neck, the shoulders, the headaches, and migraines. Get yourself a pair of glasses made for the 21st century and designed for modern, hardworking eyes. You have nothing to lose except maybe these symptoms. Go to felixgray.com/blessed for the best blue light glasses on the market. That's felixgray glasses.com/blessed. Free shipping, free returns, free exchanges. felixgrayglasses.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. And so it's this frustrating season because I'm like, God, like, I can figure this out. And God is like, but pump your brakes, sis. Pump your brakes. But yeah. So can you talk about, though, just that frustration or how to act in faith when faith feels unproductive?
Girl, I could talk about this. And see, this is just further confirming this season is ended. And I feel like I'm going to cry. Okay, let me stay focused. So I remember...
Leslie, you mean we can do without
y'all? Okay, so let me walk you back 2 years. So I currently still am in my job. About 2 years ago, 2018 was a real rough season. I had started the podcast. No, 2019. I had started the podcast. So I'm just starting this. Mm-hmm. And I give props to Tatum and what she talks about, y'all. Yeah, I call her the podcast godfather, but you don't really understand that when you really stay committed to planting the seeds for your podcast, your community will grow. Mm-hmm. That's probably the only reason. And one of the, and I will say not the only reason, but also the commitment to staying faithful. There is reward behind that. You don't see the fruits of those seeds until later. And so in 2019, I was, you know, I always have money-making thoughts in my mind all the time. I mean, I'd be like, oh, that's like, I tell Nico sometimes, like, I don't think I have a concept of money at times because I'm like, oh, that's not that much. Oh, we can do that. Oh, we can invest and make this back. Like, I'm always thinking of those things. And so in my little, you know, brain of thinking that I could just go make the money, I'm like, God, let me quit my job. Like, oh, I can quit, God. I could do it. If I got to drive Uber, if I got to go do, you know, whatever, I'm going to quit. Why? Because I'm miserable doing what I'm doing every single day. And I remember it so vividly. I had got another job offer and I was set to quit. And I was asking God, okay, God, which job should I stay where I'm at or should I leave? And I had been fasting, praying. He would never give me an answer. And I remember it was probably about a couple of days before I was supposed to give the answer on whether or not I was going to leave and put, like, I had put my resignation in everything. My boss at the time was like, please stay. It's like, please, I need you to stay. I need you to stay. And I was like, bro, I'm not going to stay here. This is horrible. I'm miserable. This, this, and this. And so, but all in my mind, I'm like, I know I'm an entrepreneur. Even after, no matter how many jobs I take, I know at the end of the day, I don't want to work for nobody. Mm-hmm. And I remember going driving down the street from my job and sitting in the car. And I heard God clear as day. He said, you can choose either job, Rosalind. But whatever you choose, the one, if you leave and go to another job, it's going to take you longer to learn the lesson. I need you to understand patience and long suffering. And I said, okay. Well, and I still think about this. He said, patience and long suffering. And I said, okay, well, I'm just going to be obedient and obey God. Okay, Lord. Why? Because I've been through so many seasons where I didn't obey.
Right.
And so I was mature enough to understand, like, it's better to obey you. Now, sis, listen, it's not peaches and cream after you obey God. Why? Mm-hmm. Things look like they're worse.
Yeah.
And I've been in my job now for 2 years, but patiently still planting. And that is hard. I mean, months of going him crying, like, what, how long does this season last? Mm-hmm. How long do I have to stay? Why does everybody else seem like that? Why am I able to, like, blurt out business ideas to other people, but here I am, you got me sitting and it doesn't feel good. But he's like, do what's in front of you. Do what your hands can touch. Do what you have. And even there are times, like you said, where you have to tame it, because the quickest thing is you can get up and go make a solution and it can make you money or it can do that. But is that what the dissatisfaction of feeling like, is this what God wants me to do, knowing I have what's in front of me that I need to do, that I need to focus on? And so for the last 2 years, it's just been patiently planting. And that does not look pretty. There are little moments where God will give you a little bit and you're like, okay, this is the thing. And he's like, oh, nope. Nope, sit. Nope. Oh, nope, sit. And it's just being active. But all the while, your character is building. Your integrity is being mastered. Your heart for people is being even more mastered. And I think that's the part we try to rush. But one thing God showed me while I was pregnant with Elijah is, I want to bless you so that you're sustained. I don't want to bless you so you squander. Because if you get what you're thinking you need or you want, you're going to squander it. And the other thing is, probably within my lack of wisdom, I would probably put his name on it.
Yeah.
And that can lead people astray. Mm-hmm. And that does not, and I truly believe that God will do things out of protection for us, mm-hmm. when we're ready, to not put us in a place of lack of wisdom. And so I watched my parents. My parents were millionaires. I don't even know if I ever told you that story today. My parents were millionaires and they squandered their blessing. And I've seen it firsthand. That is not a place to experience God's wrath. You don't want to do that. And so the ability to trust him while you patiently plant is so important, because the reward of knowing I waited and God gave me God gave it to me. And it's not me, it's him. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's kind of what I'm experiencing now. And I'm more appreciative of it.
That's good. I didn't realize until recently how contentment is such a warfare strategy. It is you being content is a slap in the enemy's face to use your impatience and your inner hustler, as I call it, to get you outside of the will of God. And that's something that I've learned recently. And then I have to continue to remind myself that me standing still and me continuing to plant, me continuing to steward over the things that God has given me, it's a warfare tactic against the enemy. And it's also a form of praise to God, because it's like, you know what, God? Yeah, I do want the more. I do want what's next. And I know that those things are for me, but I'm going to honor you by just being content with where I am. And contentment doesn't mean I'm not working towards the more. It's just that I'm finding joy, which, if you look up the concordance definition, means awareness of God's grace. I'm being aware of the blessing and the grace that I have right now. And it is a peace to me that comes along with that. And with peace comes clarity. That means that those ideas that I have are not driving me outside of the will of God. It means that opportunity that I may want to hop on that I know it's not in this season, it allows me to hear God clearer and to move on his timing on a day to day. And it sounds romantic in a sense, to where it might sound that it's easy. It's not necessarily easy, but it's just making sure that I remain in the right position. Because that's the responsibility that we have as people of faith and doing business God's way. It's not to just go ahead and make the money or hop into the thing and put his name on it. Like you said, it's really moving on his timing, and so that you can be responsible with what he's blessing you with. And most importantly, be responsible with the souls that he's assigned to you. There's so many
people man have
gotten off. You know what I'm saying? Who have allowed people to put them on a pedestal. So now you're not hearing from God no more through them. You're hearing from them. And I don't ever want to be in that position.
Listen, I don't remember what book I was reading or listening to. God, I can't remember what it was. No, it was a sermon. And this girl, it was Christine Kane, I remember. And she said, Joyce Meyer had told her once, you know, if you're on, she was on a stage and people were clapping for her. And she said, if you're looking for any response from the people, that's all you're going to get is a hand clap. Mm. And so why live a life where the only response you get from people is a hand clap? That's not eternally satisfying. That's not an honor. That's just, that's eventually going to end. And so what I also have realized, and the other thing that I really want people to hone in on is that when you wait on God and you do it his way and you trust him, your desire is not on people's eyes. Your desire is truly on, Father, I want to make impact that transforms your people. Why? Because your spirit is so amazing. People need to know what you can do in their lives, not just mine. Mm-hmm. It's you. Mm-hmm. And so if there's a touch point that you touch with people, that don't have jack to do with me. I don't know the impact I make in other people's lives and whatever I do. That's fine, because that's not for me to know. That's for God to know. And if I worry myself so much on what I'm doing for other people, then again, I'm so obsessed over the hand clap that I'm wasting time doing and being effective in another way that God could want me to be effective. And that's just not, it's a place that requires maturity.
Yeah.
And you don't get that, I feel like, until you've gone through multiple seasons of wasting time wanting a hand clap. Mm-hmm. And I say that to say practically, like, y'all, there have been seasons where I'm comparing. There's been seasons where I'm waiting on a hand clap. There's been seasons of like seeing other people do it. And then you come back to a place where God says, well, why are you doing that for that? Why are you worrying yourself with that? And he has to correct you. And then you realize, okay, mm-hmm. That's how you pass the test. You get to the point where you say, okay, and then move to make the decision to something else. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's so good. That's so good. Not doing it for the hand clap and not even doing it for the money or for the awards or for any, like, that's important too. And it's not to say that you don't do things with the awareness that you should be compensated for your time, yeah, and business and all of that, but not doing it, I think, is a place that we all have to get to where just doing it because God says so is enough.
Girl.
And I've been having like conversations recently. We had this incentive with the retreat in December that if people paid in full, then I'll do a one-on-one session with them prior to the retreat. And so I've been in these sessions and I'm listening to people. And I go into it in mindset, okay, we about to build this podcast, but I always get slapped in the face of the results of decisions that I made that I didn't see the result of, if that makes sense. So let me reword it. So I'll be in conversations where people be like, you know, I was in the podcast app and your show just popped up, or God just led me to this podcast. And because of your podcast, I started doing this and I ended up there. And I'm like, I'm in this joint on mute trying not to cry, because it's like, this is years later. We've been doing this podcast for like 4.5 years.
Maybe.
These are years later that I'm just now hearing the impact of my voice. And it's not to say I didn't get indicators of the impact through analytics and all of that, but that stuff is one thing. That's just numbers. That's just that's just stuff. But to hear that my obedience sparked somebody else's obedience that led them to do, like, that's what it's about. It's not about building an altar for ourselves. It's not about building a community that praises us. It's about just planting a seed that God then waters it, whether he uses you to water it, whether he uses somebody else to water it, whatever. But I had just been sitting, and I don't think that it's a coincidence that in this season where I'm really trying to keep that inner hustler at bay so that I can stay on track with God, that he's allowed me to see this. And to see the result and hear the stories of people's lives being changed as a result of the podcast, because it just goes to show that it's so much bigger than what we have on our vision.
Facts, big facts, big facts. And I'll say I found your podcast through another entrepreneur, and I don't know how long you had been Blessed and Bossed Up, but I had been exposed to God as my CEO thought life, but never heard nobody talk about it. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like something in me was like, there has to be a way to do business with God. And then like the connection point to verbalize it verbally and what that actually practically looks like, that is what you did. And I think for impact, we have to know that God's spirit is everywhere. The enemy doesn't want impact. And so it isn't for our ears to look for or for us to look for the hand clap, because the hand clap isn't the finish point. The finish point is God's spirit touching somebody and their life is transformed. Mm-hmm. That's something the enemy doesn't want, because if we are transformed to do what it is, where the spirit of God then could touch more people, baby, that's when his spirit is in the earth. That's when he is able to actually do the miracles and things and signs. He can do it anyway. He can do it anyway. Mm-hmm. But the joy of it is knowing that I work as a co-partner with the Lord in doing the work that he desires in such a way that's innovative. Mm-hmm. Girl, I be looking at some of the ideas sometimes, even the recent program I just launched, and I'm thinking to myself, I've never seen anything like this. Well, I don't even know how these things come together. Mm-hmm. The Lord does. Mm-hmm. And so with that being said, the transformation is the fruit of that is all the things that the Bible talks about, with the fruit of gentleness, kindness. When somebody can go to God and say, God, I have an idea, I want to do this, and he backs it up with heaven behind you, it's like that's some baller type. You know what I'm saying? Like the Lord be the OG. He the OG. I call him the OG. You know, you the original gangster, even though you ain't no gangster. But you know, you the OG that be riding the Cadillac and then folks be looking like, dang, like you really built it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just when you got heaven's army behind you and to know like you could do that, it's just there's just nothing you. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Who wouldn't want to serve a guy like that? So I think that it's the pieces of knowing, like you said, the obedience matters. And you will mess up. Like, even in obedience, you're going to still be thinking in your mind, but I could be doing all these other things, God. Mm-hmm. I could be doing, you're not thinking it, but it's still an impactful thing when you know, man, I got somebody behind me that's really backing me up.
Mm-hmm. This episode is brought to you by Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics products are made with clean, high-performing, skin-loving ingredients. Their clinically proven formula not only highlights your best features, but they can actually improve your skin over time. Thrive Cosmetics even has a bold mission that's truly bigger than beauty. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women thrive. So women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, finding cancer, and more. I love using a product that I know is not only good for me, it doesn't have all the crap in it that's going to ruin my skin, but I'm also contributing to a greater cause. So I'm not just buying makeup, but I'm contributing to women all over the world having their lives improve. The two Thrive Cosmetics products that I love is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. So I like to wear lashes, but sometimes I don't have time for that, especially when I have to get me and the baby ready. So I know that I can just pull out the mascara and my lashes will pop and look great even without putting on the false ones. Even the Brilliant Eye Brightener, on those days where I don't feel like doing a full face, I can just simply use the brightener to add a little pop to my eyes, and then that plus the mascara, it's a perfect everyday look. I love everything about Thrive Cosmetics. Their products are the best that I've used, and their Bigger Than Beauty mission is truly inspiring. You're going to love them as much as I do, so visit thrivecosmetics.com/blessed15 for 15% off your first order. This is an exclusive offer for you guys, and you can only get it here. That's Thrive Causemedics, C-A-U-S-E, medics.com/blessed15 for 15% off your first order. ThriveCosmetics.com/blessed15. Let's get back to the show. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Rosalind and I are talking a lot about mindset, self-sabotage, procrastination, all of the mental things that keep us from being our most productive. And sometimes we need to go to counseling to get a deeper understanding of why we are the way that we are. BetterHelp Online Counseling is here for you. BetterHelp is the world's largest e-counseling platform. If you're busy and you have a lot going on, they offer counseling at a level of convenience that fits your lifestyle. They connect you with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's as convenient as it gets. And you can now get help on your own terms and at your own pace. BetterHelp is available worldwide. You can even schedule a secure video or phone session, plus chat and text with your therapist. Anything that you share is completely confidential. You can start communicating with your therapist in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's truly an affordable option. Blessed and Bossed Up listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code BLESS. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/bless. You simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs, and you get matched with a counselor that you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. What I love about God, and that I think, let me just say, what I love about God is that he really transforms. When they talk about the renewing of your mind, like, you know, renewed don't seem like a deep word, but God will really transform. And I think a lot of, like, if you look at just like mainstream things, I feel like God is spoken of as inspiration, or the word of God is used to inspire. No, that thing transforms. God will totally make you new and take every, like, even thinking about Saul to Paul, the man was persecuting, like he was on a mission to get Christians up out of here. And he had one encounter with Jesus and is one of the most transformational figures in the Bible with what God did through him, wrote so much of the New Testament, like I can't even put into words how God will transform you. And I wanted to emphasize transformation, because even with the work that you're doing in your new program, you're transforming people's mindset. You're transforming people's belief systems. And, you know, we talked prior to this about just, you know, things like self-sabotage and procrastination. And I want you to speak about that and how faith and mental health and this transformation works together so that people can truly then be used by God to then go on and make the impact and things that we're talking about.
So this is so, like, this is so much jam-packed into this. But this is also my personal story, which is, I feel like, partially why I couldn't even release this program until I walked through it, because there were things I had to literally say, God, I have to give this up. And once I give this up, I need you to back me up in this. So partially, for those of you that don't know me, my background professionally is in mental health. I have a license in social work, and also have worked clinically as a counselor for about 5+ years. And I started doing coaching around time management last year during the pandemic. And it was really just out of a desire to help my friends. And then it turned into a business, which, let me just say, I asked God, what does this mean? And he just said, this will be a part of your business. He don't give you really instructions. You just don't get nothing. You just need to go with what you got. So long story short, as I worked with clients, most of what I worked with them on, like, sometimes people want A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3. They want strategy. They want to, you know, they want the pretty boxed up, here's what you need to do, but they don't want to work on the mindset. Yeah. And that's such a layered piece that before you are even able to accomplish anything, you got to deal with the way you're thinking about it. Because if you don't, you could start a process, stop, and then tell yourself, oh, that's not for me. Maybe I don't need to do this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't do this. So this must be why. And you just talk so bad to yourself. And so a lot of the people that I would help, and it wasn't every single person. Some people really needed just clarity. But a lot of what I found that, especially Christians, and I say this so with love, like, the narrative we tell ourselves is so negative and it's so wrapped in unbelief that, and again, I say this with love, this is partially why we're not doing the things we're called to do, because we truly don't believe. Like, we don't believe in what we're actually saying we believe. And a part of it is just the clarity of understanding that there are so many things that we've told ourselves for years, people have said, unknowingly, that we're constantly saying this negative narrative that the enemy, because here's the thing, the enemy can only provide suggestion. And I say this in a very I'm going to also give scripture behind this, but when the enemy came to Eve, he only offered suggestion based on what she was told, which impacted her decision-making. Mm-hmm. Same thing when he came to Jesus. He was telling him this to impact the way he thought about something, to mm-hmm. ultimately change the decision of what he was supposed to do. But the beautiful thing about our Savior was that he knew it was so grounded in who he was that he could come back and say, no, I'm not this. Mm-hmm. Eve didn't have the opportunity. So she actually then believed what she was told to then make a decision, which ultimately brought all these things. Mm-hmm. And so we accept these suggestions of, I'm not good enough. God doesn't want this for me. It may not be my time. That person, God is, so it must not be for me. I've heard things such as like, well, I can't do this because this person is. We're like, what did God tell you? What desire do you have? And so there's this self-sabotage. And really what that is this negative thought process that stops us from actually doing what we need to do. Mm-hmm. And then the procrastination piece is the behavior. Behaviorally, we tell ourselves, oh, I do my best work at the last minute. Or I'm just a procrastinator, which I'm not going to be, you know, real estate is holy fire. Say that I ain't procrastinated before. But in saying that, to say, procrastinating on things you know you need to be doing, right, to the point to where, because you self-sabotage and say you don't have this, you push things off, and then 5 years later you're still in the same place. Mm-hmm. And so that goes into the way we actually get things done, which into our day we tell ourselves, well, this ain't gonna be a good day, or one thing happens and we just fall off the wagon completely, and that wagon could be weeks on end. And so you have to understand that with the power of God, the Bible talks about being renewed in your mind, but in the NLT version, it says God wants to transform the way you think. Why? Because if he can transform the way you think to be gentle to somebody, you will then act in gentleness. Mm-hmm. You will then act in belief. I say this other thing too. You can't unsee possibility. When something actually happens and you see it be done, like Tatum, you can't unsee God allowing you to make 6 figures in your business. You can't unsee that. You can't unsee to say that that's not possible. Right. And so because of that, we tell ourselves it's not for us. God doesn't want it for us. So then what happens? We don't do it. We don't act on it. We start to unbelieve and then don't make the steps to do it. And that's what I really want people to understand. Like, this is a basic concept when it goes into your day, your destiny, but also even in just you being able to be effective in doing things for your family, mm-hmm. being effective in doing things for your life, being effective in doing your day-to-day things, which ultimately is that act of faith.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Even the definition of faith is confidence in things hoped for, assurance about things unseen. And keeping that definition in mind, I believe one of the reasons faith was so clearly defined in Hebrews 11:1 and backed up by examples, because if you go to Hebrews 11, he gives all the examples of people in the Bible who did things in faith, how he told Abraham to get up and go and I'll tell you where to go. Like, what you mean? Like, where am I going? Like, how?
when he told Abraham to go sacrifice.
That's such a beautiful example of God don't give you no extra instructions, but just here.
You just, and again, I think he gave the definition because whenever we try to get, a lot of times we try to use or say we're looking for clarity when it's not, clarity isn't what you need. Faith is what you need. You need to act even though you don't have the clarity. You need to get up and go even though you don't know where you're going. It's documented what that, what the result of that is. That's why we have the blueprint. That's why we have the Bible. It's documented what happens when you obey God. If you go to Deuteronomy 28, the list of the blessings for your obedience is right there. And so I'm so glad that you touched on that, because a lot of us, we need a faith refresher.
Yeah. And truly too, and to even go with faith, to switch that to go to what are the things that impact our faith, like, or make us question. Like, I talked about this on the free class I did that I'm gonna tell y'all about. Like, self-sabotage has so many correlations with so many things. It goes with fear of failure, mm-hmm. perfectionism, lack of self-worth, unresolved trauma. When you feel like, once you have gone through something and you just generalize everything in your life to that, there's no feeling of faith, putting yourself down, feeling like you got to have instant gratification. So because you see somebody else at their Y and Z, because you're at C and D, oh, it's not for me, because you want the tomorrow. And really, you got to get to elemental P. Mm-hmm. And really, just honestly, even to self-blame, like, you blame yourself when you made mistakes. And so, like you said, with the faith refresher, God's hand is on all of those things. Mm-hmm. But we don't have the, we make the decision to, I'm gonna give it to God, but then truly then when we give it to him, we try to pick it back up and then don't act in what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's good. I talked last week about, I think the episode was called like Rewire Your Mind or something like that, but I'm reading this book. It's called The Whole Brain Child. So I'm reading it because toddler life, and I need to figure out what's happening in that little brain of his. But I'm reading it though, and it was talking about how, as they are studying the brain, they realized that they thought at one point, scientists thought that the brain stopped growing at a certain point. But in their research, they realized that the brain actually never, like, even up into our big old ages and beyond, the brain is constantly changing and developing and molding it. And what's causing it to change is experience. And so even thinking from the standpoint, if you want to get to a place where you're overcoming self-sabotage and you're changing your mind about the procrastination, about the limited beliefs, about all of these things, you have to give yourself experiences that gives you the growth mindset, the preparedness, the order that you desire. What that looks like is going to take a little bit of figuring it out. You know what I'm saying? Or if you're somebody who has limited belief systems, put yourself in situations where you're now training your mind or putting yourself in experiences that you can't unsee. So you're saying, like, I can't unsee myself living it, you know, not making six figures, but even with what I want to do next. I remember one time me and BJ, we went out and we both are subscribed because my dream house is in Potomac. Like, I want me.
Come on, Real Housewives.
I want me on a Real Housewives.
Don't be like them, but.
No, they ain't going to do me like that. But that's the area, you know. Montgomery County is one of the best school systems in the country. You know, it's a beautiful area. I just love the area over there. So one time, and so we're subscribed to like all the houses that be on sale. So, and we be getting mad when people be buying our house, right? So we went, one time we went out to eat and he was like, let's go drive by one of the houses. So we picked one and I'm like, look, let's say a prayer because we going in these white neighborhoods and we ain't trying to like call 911 on our black behinds out here riding around. So we went, rode in his neighborhood. And I remember thinking, like, as we were looking, man, I could see myself living here. Like, look at the 6-car garage. I could see that. Oh, I could see having my grandmother, you know, living in the back house to where she's still living with us and she has our own space. Just small things like that is training my mind to where it's possible. And if somebody else can live that life, I know I can. Why not? If I got the Lord of hosts, like heaven backing me up, oh, please, it's just a matter of time. But just putting yourself, like doing things like that gives you that experience. It may not be firsthand. Maybe you go rent you an Airbnb that's, you know, huge and you stay for a night. But it's just that experience is rewiring your brain to know that it's possible.
Fam. And I tell, girl, I'm gonna say this, and I really, and I'm talking about this from a business standpoint now. I remember last year when I was scared to do a class for $97. And when that one person paid that $97, I was like, oh my God.
Yep.
Somebody paid $97. When somebody paid four figures, mm-hmm, for something that an idea God gave me and put out, and I was confident in the value, I told myself, I said, I can't unsee
my
paycheck. And I say that humbly, y'all, but I'm saying that to say, like, that used to be a faith thought of, oh, somebody would do that. And when it happens, it's almost as if, like you said, I was over here worried for nothing. I was over here thinking it wouldn't happen for nothing. Even if it didn't happen, let me go back to the drawing board and make what I'm doing better so that it can happen. Mm-hmm. Let me figure out what are the gaps? What are the things I'm missing? What are the things I need to continue to work on so that when, because you're going to fail, like you're going to fail at so many things, but the failure is not even failure. It's really you're going to learn lessons.
Yeah.
If I just reframe it. And so again, you can't unsee that. And so with the faith moves, y'all, listen to what you hear Tatum say every week. Like, she's walked the walk of God saying, hold on. God saying, don't move. God saying, this is that. Like, thinking about when the spies went to have to go peep out the promised land, mm-hmm, and they came back and said, it is flowing with milk and honey. It's, mm-hmm, there. Mm-hmm. Like, we think it's not possible. God wouldn't honor the promise. Like, he's not a liar. He's not. Just because it doesn't come in our timing. And so you got to know, like, it's very possible, even if the vision comes at an appointed time.
Yeah.
So, but what do you have to do right now to work on getting to that place? What hard things you need to dig through? What things has God revealed to you and corrected you on that you still are having problems with? Actively do those things, because he's not bringing them up for no purpose. He's bringing them up because he knows what's ahead. And if you don't deal with that, it's going to be a stumbling block to continue the vision. Because yeah, you know, you can see people that say they're walking in obedience and the things that are happening, but you also don't recognize that the problems that are on C and D are so different from LMNOP. Like, yeah, there's a different set of things you have. Like, me thinking about now hiring somebody, like, that thought process is like, I'm going to pay somebody money to do something because I don't have the time on my plate to do it. That's a different problem than when Roslyn was just recording a podcast once a week.
Yeah.
Way different layered, but there's a different type of mindset you have to get to. In order to get to that point, you gotta go through the first part.
This episode is brought to you by Bambi Human Resources. When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries are not cheap. The average is $70,000 a year. Bambi, which is spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small businesses. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day to day, all for just $99 a month. Month to month, no hidden fees, and you can cancel at any time. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambi help and get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/blessed right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/blessed. Spell BAM to the BEE.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. Yeah, and the problems are different, but the faith is the consistent thing.
Same.
The same faith that worked for you to charge $97 is the same faith that was applied to charging over $1,000.
Yep.
The faith is the common denominator. So whatever the situation is, the faith is the, like, I think about even the tour. I had never did a live event before because I was scared. Like, what if nobody shows up? I'm like, who's going to come and pay money and to spend time out their day to come to an event that I have? Like, I was so fearful of doing a live event that up until that point, I hadn't done one. And then God says to go on a 4-city tour. And then we did 2 retreats that year. So to be scared to not do an event, to have 6 of them in 1 year was my, like, I didn't know what was going on, but that faith, and I remember even being in Dallas, which was the first stop. At the end of it, I broke down. Like, I had posted a picture. I was just bawling, and BJ just had his hand on like my head and was just praying over me. But I was bawling because I couldn't believe that we did it. Like, God, it was like the faith, you know, talk about confidence of things unseen. When you finally see it, it's like,
you can't unsee it, sis. You can't, you will never be able to unsee it again.
And that was a mindset shift for me to where it's now it's less about, because I think up until that point, I had faith. Faith was more of a burden, if that made sense. Like, not that in it.
It just felt heavy.
It felt heavy and it was just a lot. Like, I don't even know the word for it, but it definitely felt heavy. But after that real, that faith experience, now I look at faith as an opportunity for that moment to happen again. Because in that moment, it was like, whoa, not only did we get here and we do it and the room is packed, but I'm looking at the people on their face at the altar.
It's the transformation and the impact.
I'm looking at the guy who works at the hotel, who's doing audio at the altar. I'm looking at the photographer who I don't know from Adam. You just found dude to take some pictures at the altar. Like, at that moment, I think that was one of the pivotal moments in my confidence in God and what he would do if I was to just take the steps, if I was to just get up and go. And so now when we're applying the same faith to the next step, I look at it as an opportunity to now further brag on God. And I think that's a mindset shift that is very necessary for us as people of faith going about life and business, is to look at these challenges as an opportunity to testify. And I told him last week, even looking at my grandmother being almost 80 years old, stage 4 cancer, they say, homegirl, they say, listen, this is the most rare form of thyroid cancer. People don't live 3 months. We're past 3 months. No oxygen, no walker, can very well do everything by herself if she wanted to. They're looking at her chart and looking at her in person and saying, these are not the same people, but this is what God does. This is a miracle. So now every challenge is just an opportunity for us to brag on the ways of God and the mysteries of him. And those are the opportunities that win more souls, that bring people to Christ. So I want you to talk about, though, as you started to work with these clients and address this procrastination, these self-sabotaging behaviors, and really check it and check that mindset, what happened?
Girl, just for one, I think possibility, like going back to, I can't unsee this.
I think a lot of the things clients saw was, this is really actually possible for me to do. But because there hadn't been any strategy, we had, and a lot of times too, when it comes to strategy, like a lot of things I've learned is people haven't been taught this. And what might be common knowledge to me may not be common knowledge to other people. And I say that also, let me add a little tidbit, like this is why whoever and whatever you do and desire to do, go do it, because I'm not knowledgeable fully in strategy towards podcasts. Tatum is. Tatum's not knowledgeable in strategy related to mental health. I am. Those different burdens that I feel, or what may feel like, and I say burdens meaning like the things that are like, oh, people, I wish they would get this kind of thing, aren't things other people may have. And so what I saw was just the uncovering of what God does is what he uncovers. People can know, oh, I self-sabotage, but they don't know why.
Yeah.
And when you can understand why the enemy attacks me in this way, you have more understanding of your, of when he comes to bring suggestion that something's not true. Same reason as to, again, I go back to Jesus when he came to him after he fasted. He said, this is this. And Jesus came back and said, no, this is this.
Yeah.
Because he understood, you're coming at me with this lens, but this is the word of God in this lens. Mm-hmm. And so I think when people are able to understand, I'm procrastinating because I'm really trying to avoid the pain of really actually doing, or I'm procrastinating because I know there was a client I was helping once where she said she procrastinates because she actually feels like she doesn't really want to see it through, because if she actually sees it through, that means there's going to be more work that she has to do. And she's like, I just don't want to do the work, Rosalind. And I'm like, but why? Why is there a lack of wanting to see it through in this area? Sometimes clients just really came with feeling as though I have to make a decision and I don't want to make the decision, so I just procrastinate. Why though? And so when they're able to understand that it's really about, I got to take another step in believing in myself, I got to take another step in actually following through to do it, they were more able to then do the thing. And on the other side of it, they saw it was possible. I was even like sent a voice memo to a client yesterday and I checked in with her. She's like, Roslyn, I've just been able to adjust better. Like a mom who has, she, I think her baby's only 5 months old, has a 5-year-old married, managing 50 million things. And she's just like, I wasn't adjusting. I'm able to adjust now. Mm-hmm. That's a transformation for a wife and a mom. Mm-hmm. Because when you have a new baby and you got 50 million things going on, you're just going by what's happening. But how can a mom say, it's actually possible for me to stop in this moment, adjust my mentality and say, okay. And biggest thing we worked on with her is, how can you manage one to two things in the moment?
Yeah.
Not feeling like you're overwhelmed with the baby, the other baby, the husband, your schoolwork, all this kind of stuff. What can you manage right there for you? And that was enough.
That's good. That's good. So we talked a lot about, you know, your clients and seeing those transformations with them. Tell us about the program. Because I know people are like, okay, girl, but I'm trying to stop self-sabotaging. So what's up?
Okay, so let me give background of Show Up Sis. So I'm huge on affirmation. Why? Because I truly believe that when you hear positive messages, it really, really, really impacts the way you think. So I figured out on my phone that there's, first of all, the Shortcuts app, if you don't have an iPhone, it's like the bomb. And so I found some video on Instagram one day that was like, I think Elijah was only 3 months old. And it basically said, you plug in your phone and Siri will tell you something. So I was like, I want Siri to give me an affirmation when I plug her in and tell me to show up, sis. Cause you know, I say sis all the time. Mm-hmm. And it ended up becoming like a mantra of show up, sis. And I said, you know what, Lord, is there a domain for this? You see, like immediately went the business brain, child. And it was available. And I said, oh, God, you love your baby girl so much. You done let the domain be available for $11.99, God. Look at you. So I bought the domain and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do something with this. But it literally kept coming to my brain. I was like, this may be the thing. And I had been saying I wanted to do a group coaching program for a while, but I was just like, I don't know, going back and forth on it. And so Show Up Sis is basically taking all of my understanding mental health wise, and taking all the things I deal with time management coaching and piecing them together. And the idea is I really want to help ambitious women of faith learn how to overcome self-sabotage and procrastination, because one of those two pieces really help you then to see that you can actively create routines that work, that you can start doing the things that help you become more productive, disciplined, and fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Those are the three areas where when you're disciplined, you can do the things every day, even though you don't want to, when you know you got to get it done. You're more productive because you're efficient. You can see that efficiency is important. Mm-hmm. Not this, like, I'm just doing things to just be doing them. A lot of clients saw that I can actually get a lot done in my week. I ain't never been productive before. I haven't been productive because there is not a lot of deep work now. There's just a lot of doing work, getting distracted. But like, how can you really be productive? And then overall fulfillment of how can, I think you told me this once where you step away and you can say, what I did today was good.
Yeah.
Like overall feeling fulfilled in your heart to know I'm accomplishing a lot. And so in the program, I teach you all of those things. We go through everything as it relates to your time management, self-sabotage. We talk about what it looks like for you to be productive. We talk about what's on your plate. We talk about your value system. We talk about rest because that's a huge thing. We talk about your schedule. We talk about how you can have desired goals. If you have a business that you want to start, but you don't know how to fit it into your schedule, like, we talk about that. We talk about self-care. We talk about how you can really, really begin to see things and do things differently where you can have an effective week and it's not overwhelming to you mentally. Mm-hmm. A lot of the clients come to me said they're overwhelmed. I'm tired. I'm scatterbrained. You just really need efficiency. And you need to be able to know how to schedule your week and your day out. But it's more to it than just, you want to be able to have some of the desires you desire. And so really, I just want to teach people how they can start being able to be productive. So that's what the program is. I want to pour into them. We're doing 8 weeks of live coaching. They do Q&A calls. They get access to the replays. It's just going to be a phenomenal program. If you are ready, I'm only taking 10. I only have 6 more slots left. 6? Am I doing it right? 7? 7 slots. 7 slots left. So you have to sign up before then. And I know those things are going to be full. So.
Yes, they will. I'm excited for you, Rosalyn. I mean, it's been like such a joy for me meeting you like, 2 years ago?
No, girl.
Yeah, 2 years ago and working on the podcast and then seeing you do the Time with God challenges and then the time management coaching and having a baby and now experiencing those transitions for yourself and the emotions behind, like, we joke about the feelings part, but there are a lot of feelings involved. I joke all the time, but it's been many a times where I've been like bawling, like, God, what is going on with this transition? Why does it seem like I'm starting from behind by doing things your way? Those emotions behind it are so, so, so important. And those deep rooted things that impact the way that we do things and why we are the way we are matters. And so just to see you navigate your own therapy journey and your own business journey and now transitioning, like I said, to motherhood and what that means, like, it's been such an honor to cheer you on, to be a listening ear for you as you are for me, and just to see just how God is just really growing you and expanding your territory. I just had to say publicly, like, I'm just so proud of you and I'm so excited for what you're doing next. And, you know, I'm always down for whatever to help push whatever it is that you have going on. So I just want to give you your flowers.
Appreciate you. You know, right, I'm gonna give you your flowers, sis. Okay. We're gonna go there because you're gonna be like, I'll stop. Okay.
You know, I'm like, all right, well, that's it.
Tatum is the OG, okay? She right there in the Cadillac with the Lord, like, bumping, like, you know what I'm saying? Do hydraulics in the Cadillac.
Okay, man.
Shout out to Memphis. Well, I love you, sis. Thank you. And thank you so much for always supporting. You know, listen, thank you for what you do and sharing the story, because us that are really side hustlers that are going to be full-time entrepreneurs, myself included very soon, to have a voice that's articulating what we need and going into those seasons is necessary, and doing it with God, because there ain't many voices out here like that. It's many voices putting God's name on a lot of stuff, but not really walking it out. And so that is so needed, and I appreciate you.
Thank you, girl. Well, let people know like where to find you, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so you can find me really just on Instagram, child. That's the only platform I'm going to try to be on, because I don't have time or space to do anything else. Follow me on Instagram at Rise and Renee. That's pretty much where I'm at mostly. Please slide in my DMs, girl, if you ever like listen to this and it impacts you. I just love talking to y'all in the DMs. But that's it. Rise and Renee, RosLynRene. And yeah, show up
to the Therapy as a Christian podcast on the Anchor Media Network. Okay.
Yes, Anchor Media Network on period. Period.
Yes, listen to the podcast.
Yes, Therapy as a Christian. My baby. They'll probably be like, girl. So many things. I'm doing too many things. But yeah, Therapy as a Christian podcast on all platforms. Go get you some tea, girl. Binge the podcast. It's really good. Go get your life. I love y'all.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, Rosalind, for being here. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. And I will talk to you next week.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.